9. Meteorology and frost protection. The vine, which needs warmth to grow, is very susceptible to low temperatures. Frost damage can occur during winter even at relatively low temperatures if they occur after a period of warmer temperatures. When it comes to growing vines on surface soil or in trenches, late frosts, typically occurring from the middle to the end of May, and early frosts, November, December, are a major risk. For these reasons, wine growers have always taken care to get good weather forecasts and to use tools to protect against frost. The latest information and space research have given us modern-day methods of understanding and predicting the weather, which are used in modern wine growing, but which are also used to protect vines. A specific threat of frost occurs in wine growing every 7 years on average, with late frosts occurring every 4 years or so, and early frosts every 5 to 6 years. These predictions are nowadays much more accurate and allow protective measures to be taken. These are made much easier because frosts usually occur as radiation frosts and are local, which should be taken into account when planning a new vineyard. Due to high heating costs these days, high material costs, and also for reasons of environmental protection, the methods used to fight frost, which are documented here, are usually unprofitable. Fighting the problem through irrigation, which is usually very effective, often fails, however, due to a lack of suitable water supply. In more recent years, wine growers in high-risk wine-growing communities have joined forces with interest groups to employ a helicopter to mix the cold air with the warmer air higher up, thereby evening out the temperature. One of the other successes of vine growing is the development of relatively frost-hardy species.